When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerard Mayo post-game on sitting Kendrick Bourne yesterday. I guess I'm gathering to take a look at the young wide receivers and see what you got. And I maybe a positive is that if that had happened a few weeks ago, then there would have been some grumbling publicly or on social media about it from Kendrick Bourne, and maybe that has changed when it comes to that wide receiver room on this team.
Maybe Drake May's leadership role that he's sort of slowly and methodically gotten into now through four or five starts has created the peace and prevented those from speaking out against him. I mean, I think when you have a strong quarterback, whether it's Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or whomever, that there's guys that sort of have to fall in line. And if the quarterback does take control of the huddle, then those that aren't being as active in the offense may take a backseat.
Right, and there should be no complaining. If you're one of the wide receivers on this roster and you don't play, that's on you. Because there's plenty of opportunity that each guy has been given to kind of show that they should be the guy. And the depth chart or playing time is based on how you perform in games and in practice. And so clearly, if you're getting an opportunity, and whether it's Kendrick Bourne or Jalen Polk or K.J. Osborne, if you're not performing, then they're going to try to put the best guys out there that do produce the most. And that's kind of what we're seeing. I don't think it's like a young guy thing. I think it's just the lack of nobody basically taking the bull by the horns.
Nobody stood out in your mind.
No, like, I mean, who really has?
A clear one.
Yeah, who has? Like, if you think about it, is there one wide receiver?
Minus Hunter Henry. Like, you're not including him in
No, like, yeah, minus, like, Henry, you know, like, it's kind of like you know what he is. But when you think the wide receiver core, who's the guy that you go, okay, like, we should be getting him the football? I don't think it's anybody.
Yeah.
Don't you think there was a reality check, though, at some point? Like, because it has gotten very quiet on the player front. From where they were 3 weeks ago to now, whether it's the defense or the receivers, like the receivers were a bunch of crybabies for a little bit.
Well, yeah, Gerard Mayo's going to tell you, I think that winning is what fixed that.
But I think it is. It's simple. I mean, it's a little too simple, but it's true. I mean, the reason why there were so many egos that, whether it's Kansas City or the Patriots before them, that fall in line, it's because if you're all going to get a ring at the end of it, it's easier to subjugate your ego and your personal stats. What this team was a total disaster. I mean, let's go back 3 weeks to the day after the London game. And what was said that week, rightfully so, about this organization, about Mayo losing control, and what they've been able to do is pair the wins with sort of a quieting of everything else around it. Because there was legitimate thought and speculation about Mayo surviving the year when there was the mutiny, and then there was the we were soft, but I didn't mean we were soft, and then they beat the Jets, thank God for Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, it was really sort of on a very delicate place at that point.
But Mayo said right here sitting next to us, he said, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Right.
And what that tells me is that every guy is getting an opportunity. I guarantee if you go look at their snap count, every guy has been given a good opportunity for numbers out there. Whether it was Jalen Polk at one point, you got to be able to make the plays. And so right now, when you think about the guy who's probably making the most plays on this football team other than Hunter Henry, at the wide receiver position, it's either Keyshawn Booty or Pop Douglas.
Speaking of Mahomes, is that mic'd up audio that's floating around legit?
I don't know. The one where he says, let me know if they're close or something.
Yeah, about the defender to the ref.
Be careful. These AIs,
they sound so good.
I will say this. Did you see the one pregame when Mahomes was at the coffee shop with Sweeney and Neely?
No, I didn't see that. Did the picture look legit?
I tweeted it. I thought it was real. So far be it from me. No, it's so amazing, the Chiefs. Like, I jinxed it. So Ken and I on Saturday were talking, and Courtney on Friday, about the Broncos being a dark horse.
Yeah.
And Ken and I kind of danced around it, and I sent Ken a text right before the field goal. I'm like, we're such losers. Like, we could have just said it, and then they get it blocked, and Ken's like, good thing we didn't, you know. Yeah. But that was shocking.
How many times did Mahomes get sacked yesterday, though? Like, four?
I didn't see the whole game, but I saw the end, and it was – I just thought for sure that was finally it. And it's kind of good news because they're getting close to the 21 straight record the Patriots had between 03 and 04, most consecutive wins back-to-back seasons. And that would have been a game had they lost that. And then they have the Bills this Sunday in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo would then be, due to the tiebreak, the number one seed. And now it looks like the Chiefs are just going to roll.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah.
So is that Steelers-Ravens this week, Sean?
I believe so, yeah, which is going to be awesome. I mean, we also get Commanders-Eagles on Thursday night. Yeah, back-to-back awesome Thursday night games.
Yeah. I think with Kansas City, like you watch that game and one of my parlays, I had bet for Denver to win. I was like, all right, I'll just take the underdog.
One of your 70 parlays.
Hey, listen, you got, in order to hit a lick, you got to be in the game.
You have yet to hit on
that's
one.
That's all right, though. That's what's going to come. When I do hit that lick, it's going to be a nice one.
Yep.
And the thing about Kansas City is always having Mahomes will just put you in a position where he'll make enough plays at some point in the game, especially at the end of the game, to be able to put you in a position to be like, he has that Brady it factor in a different way because they're like, you know, physical skill sets are completely different. But when you have guys like that, it's very similar to like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. When you have those type of guys, they're always going to be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And Kansas and Denver had the chance, right?
Yep.
Denver has a great opportunity, and the field goal gets blocked. But
so annoying.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday. We're at Gillette Stadium awaiting Gerard Mayo. He will join us shortly. It's also Veterans Day, and I want to thank those of you who have served or are serving this country. We appreciate that. Curtis, your date to 80 for Brady, Myrna, called in this morning and shared that the Globe has a feature today on our guy, Joe Landry.
Oh, awesome.
If you want to read more about Joe Landry, who was on this show Friday, you do that there. I would, if you missed Joe on Friday, then go back on the app or go back on the stream, just rewind and listen to that 15 or 20 minutes with Joe Landry on Friday. It's a great thing to listen to today, and we will be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.